Chetan, Sri Lanka was successful in yesterday's semi-final against Pakistan, so they go through to the final. In 2009, in the final when these two sides met, Sri Lanka only posted 3 runs less than they did yesterday. When Pakistan were batting, it looked like the game might be heading on a similar course, but it turned out to be quite different. So Pakistan not quite good enough on the day, were they?
Well, John, let's start with how the match began. I thought it was a very, very close game. It was a game that meandered a lot, that seesawed between the two sides a lot. Sri Lanka started very well on a pitch that was not very good, but then Pakistan pulled it back. And it's always amazing to see Pakistan fight back in earnest. I mean, they are a side that is very, very prone to self-destruct. But when they do get it right, they're absolutely brilliant to watch. And the way they pull back things in the Sri Lankan innings, in the second half of Sri Lankan innings, it was remarkable to watch. Also, if you notice, the way the pitch was behaving, especially with Tilakat and Dilshan, was not able to play his shots, and it was a marker that the pitch was not very good for shot making, and perhaps it would have been a little difficult for Pakistan to even chase 140. Even so, 140 was a par score. Jayawardene and Tilakat batted beautifully, but the way Dilshan had difficulties in playing his shots, so it was quite apparent that 140 was going to be a difficult target. But once again, Pakistan were in control towards the middle of the innings. At the halfway stage, the match was still in balance. Mohammad Hafeez was batting beautifully, and I think it was his dismissal that was the turning point. And from there on, it was just self-destruct mode for Pakistan.
And Sri Lanka introduced Rangana Herath into the side. That proved to be rather an inspired pick because he took 3 wickets and really, you know, killed the innings off in the middle there after, as you say, Hafeez had fallen.
Yes, I think Rangana Herath was quite an inspired change. That's the cliche that's being thrown around a lot now. Dhananjay, we don't know if he was fit enough or they thought that Rangana Herath would be a better option to bowl in this pitch, in this track, which was going to take some turn. The dust puffs were coming as early as the third over itself. So in that particular sense, yes, Rangana Herath bowled beautifully, and of course, I think he's the one who broke the back of the Pakistan batting order. Mohammad Hafeez, the shot that he played was not really necessary at that particular point of time, but he was also unlucky that the ball kept a touch low and he missed it completely to be outstumped. But the way Shahid Afridi got in, first ball, bowl, I mean, you really need to see where the ball is going, don't you? So in that particular sense, Shahid Afridi was a bit of disappointment, but you got it absolutely right that Rangana Herath was the one man who did most havoc on the Pakistan batting lineup, and it was his bowling that really dashed all their hopes.
Pakistan were quite a few people's pre-tournament picks. I've been backing them all the way, but they've been perhaps... how would you sort of assess their tournament? Would you say it's disappointing in getting to the semi-finals for the fourth time in a row is still nevertheless pretty impressive?
Yes, I think they were my pre-tournament favourites as well. I had backed them to go all the way through. Probably I wanted them to play Australia in the finals, so... All said and done, I think it was a good tournament for Pakistan. The fact that they have been playing away from home for a long, long time, and despite that, they have performed to a reasonably well expectation. They have reached the semi-finals of every T20 World Cup, and they have kept that record safe. That record still stands. So, in that particular sense, Pakistan have done well. Probably what they missed was a little bit of experience in their batting lineup. It was always a light batting lineup, given their tendency to self-destruct. This was always on the cards. As I said, you know, probably a little more experience going forward. The bowling looks very, very good, and along with the coaching of Dave Watmore, I think they have done brilliantly well. So maybe if they can add a little bit of experience going forward, and this should be a good base to build upon.
And finally, Chetan, I understand that the England-New Zealand women's semi-final yesterday was your first experience, first-hand experience, I should say, of women's cricket. I imagine you'll be hoping for some slightly more even contests for the remaining two games.
Well, yes, it was the first experience for me for a women's international match. I must admit, I was not too thrilled with the way things went in that particular game, but I am told the West Indies-Australia match is going to be a lot better because they have a few hitters and probably the teams are better matched. So yes, and again in the evening then we have the West Indies Australia semi-final, so that is going to be a cracker of a game because the first match between these two sides in this men's tournament was washed out, and West Indies were unlucky to lose that game. We don't know if they would have lost had the game gone on, But otherwise, we were having a very, very close match in that. So two good contests, both of them, West Indies versus Australia in the second semi-final for both the men's and women's. And yes, looking forward to both.